beauty of the Lord, give us vision of the beauty of the Lord. Holy Spirit, open up our eyes to behold the beauty of the Lord. As vision of our lives as royal priests, give us vision of our lives as royal priests. Holy Spirit, open up our eyes to behold the beauty of the Lord, of the beauty of the Lord. God's vision of the beauty of the Lord. Holy Spirit,
it's presence ship. Take ready, is it all right? The good bread is good bread. The bread is right. All of us, all of us. Spoke a little bit on vision. The first pass, please. First one is chapter. Turn to the. Pick delivering you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance who have sent in me. Consequent, King's Agrippa. Think up those words right there, verse 19. Consequently, King Agrippa, I was fakish. Can't say that. And another little not saying that I did it, I have all become and in his plight, he brings all of this before the Lord. And then having done that, he takes his stand. Here we have in chapter 2, verse 1. I'll stand on my guard post. I said, to see what he's going to speak to me. How I may reply when I am reproved. And he had the vision. And inscribe it on tablets. That the one who reads and who reads and who the yet poor the apostle. Wait for it, for it will certainly come. I just want to talk, as I said this morning, on this that Paul calls the heavenly vision. The heavenly vision of matter of. Some and the manipul and all your off raising me vision because true somebody who sees visions is somebody who's also given the gastric distress and epileptic fleptic and that are good and their other preference of the visions of vision
not
That isn't at all that kind of vision that makes a person run, that hastens us toward the goal that's worth tarrying for and waiting for and living in. Without vision, we'll become Pharisees. However, the proverb, without a vision, the people and the peeps, or a little people, literal dream, go ahead, they go ahead. Lord, whatever our situation, complaint, circumstances are, and say, nah, I'm going to wait for the Lord, I got to see this thing. Whatever he says to me, I don't care if it's reproof, that's all right. But I'm going to wait. And then the Lord comes and says, veterans of the Christian life. Yeah. Our motivation is lost. What have we already attained? A certain level of Christian life. The novelty is worn off. How do you keep pressing forward? Or was it Rocky II? He'd lost the eye of the tiger, you know, that kind of mean, aggressive leanness that makes you want to fight, you know. So he was going around doing exhibitions and, you know, standing around and, you know, promoting products and stuff. But then along came this guy who fought him, and I mean, actually trained him to get back the eye of the tiger. I mean, without vision, you can't go on. Now, I hope none of you are working in a business for some chairman of the board who has no vision where that business is going. If you are, you better cut out of that place because it's going nowhere. But vision, even in the most practical sense, a business cannot go forward. You know that's true. Without vision in your own life, your life can't go forward. Of course you realize that the family starts to disintegrate when you lack vision of where your family's going. One of the very real parts of being part is being have that chorus. Spiritual,
We're talking about heavenly vision. And by the very definition, heavenly vision, we're talking about things that are eternal. Vision. It's so easy for that thing and you can lose it.
Times if you've been in some ministry where the Word of God's been taught or something, and sitting right there, you suddenly saw the whole thing clear. 1 week later, you couldn't even explain what you saw.
Well, that's an idea. Idea.
One of the real enemies of vision, heavenly vision, is self-interest. Where, for some reason, you know, centered sort of in ourselves. And that debates against vision something awful, you know. I often say that to my mind, I've noticed three kinds of people in this world. Now, this is a little bit of psychology, you know, pop psychology. Doc doesn't endorse this at all. But I believe, to my mind, there's some people who are just radically centered in themselves. Just by nature, they are. Then there's other people who are kind of And when you're dealing with individuals and they come to me for counseling, it doesn't take too long when you hear them talking by their phrases, by their expressions, by their relation. It didn't take too long before you can see whether they're radically centered in themselves or in things or their thought life. I don't know. That, for me, is at least three groups of people I've discovered. And when we're centered in any one of those things, it aggravates against vision, something awful. Now, if you're centered in yourself, I mean, look at the pride that kept Israel from seeing Jesus. I mean, isn't that a tragedy? As you're looking at the Messiah face to face, you can't even recognize him. We're walking around saying, we've got all the answers. It's just the problem. The church of Laodicea didn't even know Jesus was knocking from outside. Why? Because we were increased with goods. Have need and nothing. Life can manifest in every way, from the way, from the mountain, right down, and mountain, and mountain, from outside the heart, that's the heart, told the hundred or concan vision of the Lord. Me in some kind of a righteous, truthful position, but actually sometimes it's in a what it is, whether it's a pride or whether it's, you know, I eat with the hogs. It's all self-life. And then some people are focused on things, and because they're focused on things, they can't see vision either. It's the same old story. What is the greatest liability to a Christian? Blessings. It'll either destroy you, bring it through the gifts. See what I'm saying? That kind of thing orientation really prevents us from knowing the Lord. Thought life orientation prevents vision from the Lord. Even thought life, even if it's something is not. You're not trying to defend the Lord, right? And so they couldn't see Jesus. Wow, that's how life gets strong and vision go. We're talking about Paul and Paul's heavenly vision. What do you think were the things that were preventing them seeing those very the sense of nation. All these things, Paul says, now I trade them all in. In order to keep on chasing forward and seeing the Lord. You know, vision is something that very easily. Now, a couple of basic definitional statements, then we'll leave it go. It's heavenly vision. Will you just think with me of this phrase, heavenly vision? This heavenly vision, comprehensive. First thing I mean is this. As a Christian, you may see many visions, but you'll only see one heavenly vision. There's only one heavenly vision. There's many visions. Now, if you go with me back to the book of Acts there just a second, we can see in Acts chapter 16 as an example that Paul sees a vision, as is recorded here in chapter 16 and verse 9. This is that famous Adonian call in verse 9. It says, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A certain man of Macedonia was standing and appealed to him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.'" Verse 9, you see again, here is another time where Paul sees a vision. Verse 9, "And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, 'Visions of the Lord, but there is only one heavenly vision.'" Paul says, "I was not this, not this heavenly, vision that had gotten a hold of Paul and was in fact defining his more to talk about vision. I'd like to compare it for just a moment to revelation. Because the beginning of vision is revelation. But there's a difference between revelation and vision as we're talking about it here. Vision is more comprehensive than revelation. Now, what do I mean by that? We have again several places Paul says, "In Jerusalem, a revelation, I've been led to understand that bonds await me. Remember that? He revealed to the effect when he didn't know how that was going to work. If we hate the Lord, that the Lord, the revelation spirit in our brain. Have you ever had a day? It's when the Holy Spirit opens up your spirit, and your spirit, and there's a moment, that moment, Whereas we Vision makes you undone, as Isaiah says. Daniel, the vision of the moons and torches has been true. That he, for any day, if you, Daniel, exhausted and sick for days. There's something here that's It's something that's turning it all around. So, I mean, we're not surprised that Isaiah said, I'm undone when he saw a vision of the Lord, are we? John hit the dirt in the book of Revelation. I mean, when we see heavenly vision, or Paul. When Paul, he get up. He said, whoa, they said, whoa, life. Every chair, every vision. You know, people say, oh, I've seen a vision of the church. If they don't live it out, It's a narrow viewpoint, ignorant, and ignorant, and along, and everything's cool, and my life is totally in order, and then God shows up and sums up in something. Slide. Whole way down, understanding, whole dance. But sad to say, this may be the best we got. Noah was content to be Mr. Manoah. Believe me, he didn't want to be in the Bible. You can ask him when you get to heaven on that one. You know? And you don't need a book, do you? You didn't want to be there. But God says, well, who do you think you are, Ananias? He says, nobody. God says, right. Doesn't do much because I'm just a worm. I don't do anything. How do you serve in the body of Christ? I sit there. I'm a pew warmer. Give warmer and give because I.
A vision is comprehensive. Includes the end. We see the end. We see the purpose.
Looking for the purpose of Jesus. And we're looking. Watch out. There's a call stuck in there. You can't just look at the end and say, that's it. I saw the end. Oh, what end? Oh, wait. Man, I can't believe it. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
We're lying.
Crossing the Red Sea. On me. Back way. Away. That's all this heavenly, Paul for his life, for his interest. When you study the testimony, Acts 26, he's in Acts 26, he's talking when he's talking, he's open, and Greek, open, not going to spin, I want the open, tells a different date, different, sweep, appear, that's going to be everything. Well, the fact of the matter is, the heavenly vision paused on the rest, the rest, that's all he got on the road. He didn't get all that stuff. You're going to be an apostle and everything. That came later. But that moment, he's the. How can you still? He's God. That thing. Everything's got to change. And not only did he see Jesus as God, but he saw Jesus is on the throne because the Lord says, "You've been kicking against me for a long time. Don't you realize I'm pulling this in my hands, Paul? You're not free to do what you want. Don't you know? Even when you're chasing around with blind persecution and everything, even when you're moving under the guilt, having stoned Stephen and all that stuff, don't you realize it's been me? You can't kick against me. I'm the Lord. You're nothing." That's heavenly vision. He saw the end right there. That was it. That's the goal. That's the end. Jesus is God. His whole life is nothing. In the light of Jesus. Jesus has absolute control of my life. I have no say whatsoever. Even the things I did, I thought I was doing on my own. He was guiding my way. I was kicking him. I didn't even realize I was kicking him. But you can't kick him. He's going to go where he wants to go, and I need to stop and listen to him. Now, isn't that something? But that's about all he saw, just the end. He said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" The Lord didn't give him instructions. Then he got to Ananias' house. For the sake of time, you can look it up yourself in Acts chapter 22. What did Ananias actually say to him? He said, "Now, Paul, the Lord has sent me here to heal you and to say to you that, Paul, the Lord is going to reveal himself to you and show you things and make you a witness of the things that he sees. He tells you, I want you to be a witness." Now, Paul got some clarity there. He sensed the call in his life. Well, I'm supposed to be a witness of the things that Jesus showed me on the road and the things that he will show to me. Paul began to see. So what did he do with it? As soon as he sensed his calling to be a witness, well, you know what Paul did. He jumped out there in Damascus and he started preaching. He went to the synagogue, preached to the Jews. They had to lower him out of a basket, you know, with a basket over the wall. I mean, Paul was ready to do what? To die for the Lord. He was going to pay back the Lord with a meal himself. That's right. Wait, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner. I was persecuting Christians. At least I can do is sacrifice my life for the Lord. Let me go in there and talk to the Jews until they crucify me. I deserve nothing more. Jesus said, lower them down in a basket. Takes the first express train to Jerusalem. And he goes to Jerusalem and he starts preaching there among the Jews and in the synagogues, in the Hellenistic synagogues. He's preaching that Jesus is the Christ. He does this for a couple of days. The apostles hear about it. They take Paul aside and say, "Paul, come here. Do us a favor, will you? Go home." Paul says, "What? And so it says he was in a trance in Jerusalem in Acts 22. And this is when the third part of the way opened up to him. And God says, Paul, I want you to go home because I want you to preach to the Gentiles. Now he learned that when he was in Jerusalem, not on the road to Damascus. That telescope testimony, you see, comes down in parts. First, he saw the end, Jesus is God. Then he saw the call, I'm to be a witness. And then he found the way to the Gentiles. Of course, that was his favorite way to go. You know, Paul loved Gentiles. Paul was so fastidious, his shoes were always polished. He did everything the Jewish way. He was totally kosher. God says, go to the slobs. Like the killed Paul. But that's the way that opened up. Even when Paul tried to go to the Jews in synagogue after synagogue, God kept kicking him out and he went to the slobs. God opened up a miraculous way for Paul, and every time Paul hit pay dirt, offered up Jesus, as Ed said this morning, offered up Jesus in front of Gentiles, Gentiles got saved by the hundreds. Isn't that amazing? Saw the end, the call, the way. Now think of Isaiah chapter 6 and that wonderful vision of when Isaiah saw God. Now what did he see? First he saw the end, the Lord high and lifted up, and all the glory and the holiness of the Lord. When he saw that, he was undone. He said, oh, I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm seeing this. I can't believe it. This is the end. I'm over. This is through. I not only see the end, that is God. I see the end. I'm gone. Just like Manoah. And here we just a little verse in and behind and from Abraham for the end is the end is Abraham all they fight work before his parents he not know his God. That was his. Nine nail in a form falling in Isaac with Isaac first of the cross But he'd seen all. It was not easy when you cry, when you're so neat, so neat, all intertwined, all intertwined, all intertwined, all intertwined, and Romans 20, What the hell? Hey, it's like, I had battles, choose, make your own.
faith, the wolf was the wolf on a better law. Paul, the old Paul, to the map of the goal apple, pull apple, how is Jim Christ, scissors, and after, and after, hold on. It's been him dragging him all his 25, even when he circumcised, oh, Pete, see, without the shot, the way Paul, Paul, for God, stone, that stone, got his hungry, hungry, as a, the moment, went through the time. Things are rumbling and grumbling and And then you deserve to give me first punks, second, or third, He's left. 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 chase around, and I'm down, big cat, big cat, run to the mount, go to the mount. Then all run of that reader, that can hold that hold of that take that paw, that paw, that haul, that haul, that man,
man who's been
We need the motor in Europe, it's back. Let the younger ones do it. I call in Jesus, well, that's one of the heavens, maybe, just me vision, the mission, the vision, the supposed, and then you ever tell you anything. come on. Draw here for me. I love good. Great, you're worthy, not worthy, whatever, this item you can say, then, here, the 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 here
questions of the
For which we were Jesus.